During petitions and communications, we had a liquor permit renewal for Beer Barrel in St. Mary's out on Indiana Avenue. There were no objections to that renewal, so that permit will be granted. Also, in third readings, we had two ordinances and one resolution that was passed. So the first ordinance was an emergency ordinance authorizing the city to adopt special purpose flood damage reduction. This was established by FEMA back in 1998, and what has taken place is that FEMA has updated their language and their policy and procedures. So what that means is that we also have to update the language that we have in place to be consistent with their updates. So this also allows people that are in flood areas in our community to be able to purchase flood insurance. So that was passed last night. Also, the other ordinance was the ordinance requiring people 17 and under to wear helmets while operating or riding on a bicycle, electric bicycle, or a low-speed micro-mobility device. So that will take effect in 30 days. And we passed a resolution approving the Solid Waste Management Plan update for All Glace County Solid Waste Management District. What this does, basically, it shows that we are supportive of their 15-year plan. And we also have a seat at the table. Doug Metz, our former superintendent of our solid waste collection system, is that representative. So we have a place at the table. And what we do is we kind of make sure and oversee that they stay in compliance with EPA regulations. Also, we had two ordinances in their second reading and also a second reading of a resolution. The first one was an ordinance establishing fees to be changed in our zoning and subdivision regulations within the city of St. Mary's. And basically what this is, the zoning fees that are currently on the books, we're increasing the fees just basically to cover our costs. And so that will move on to its third reading. Also, the other ordinance was the execution of an efficiency smart schedule with American Municipal Power. We have been with Efficiency Smart since 2011. We absolutely love the program that they bring to our community. They do meet with a lot of manufacturers and industry and businesses, and they'll even meet with residents to find ways that you can reduce your energy cost. And I think over the years that we have been partners with them, they have saved a lot of manufacturers, I would say tens of thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that'll move on to the third reading at our next council meeting. And then also, we had a resolution to document the position of the City of St. Mary's regarding naming of addressing authority within the jurisdiction of the City of St. Mary's. Basically, in layman's terms, this will allow the county engineer to assign addresses primarily in All Glace County and in the township areas. And this is in reference to the new generation 911, which is what they're calling next generation 911 or next gen 911. So basically what they're doing with the current 911 system is they're upgrading it. And so what this will do, this will allow the county engineer to find those addresses that might be difficult for a first responder or law enforcement to find, and it will document them and help them get that into the system so that they can find the proper house quickly and efficiently. We also then went into executive session to discuss collective bargaining. And then we came back to regular session, and that collective bargaining agreement was approved, and we then adjourned.